Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk show host, Randy Fine. Today, I don't think I have to tell you, but because I can tell by the calls that are coming in, today we have with us the fabulous spiritual medium, Laura Lee. And Laura Lee will be taking your calls and answering your questions. We're going to start off by talking about probably Thanksgiving, because that is really what's happening. Right. And I read Laura's mind because we never talked about this, but because I'm a little psychic today as well. but anyway, tomorrow is Thanksgiving, so I wish anyone that's in the States and celebrating Thanksgiving a very happy, gracious day. Good morning, Laura. I hear you
Good
there.
Good morning. Yes. You know, it's funny. Yes, you are psychic. Yes. I was like, well, of course, like, we're going to talk about the power of being grateful or thankful. You know, I guess those words are interchangeable. So why not? You know, it's the day before. So a time that, you know, we have to count our blessings, don't we?
Absolutely. And we have many.
Yeah, yeah. We were just talking about them before we got on the air. You know, I was thinking about this leading up to the hour of the show, because I was having my cup of coffee and trying to get centered. And I was thinking how, you know, nothing is never black and white, and we can go, like, into our diatribe about how things aren't right, like, for instance, you know, the other night I went into our favorite restaurant and I was with some of my favorite people that I'm grateful that are in my life. But I am annoyed that we're sitting by the kitchen door. it's the only seat in the house, right? So we take it, but the question is, when you get into something like that, just let's think about this on the big, are you grateful in the moment? You know what I'm saying? It's those life little annoyances. But, you know, and you know, I'm just thinking throughout my week, you know, busy dropping off kids at, you know, after school practices and activities. And then, you know, running back to a parent who's sick, you know, and need your urgent care. In the meantime, you've got an important meeting the next day, and, you know, it could make or break, you know, something with your job. Again, are you grateful? You know, little things like that, I think, just really send a message to your life about the power of gratitude and dealing with the challenges that you face, small or large, but also changing the outcome of the pending circumstances based on the power of your thoughts and the power of your words and the power of your actions, right, Randy?
Yes. Yeah, I was just actually thinking as you were saying that to, and every one of those things that you said could have been switched around so that we would say, thank you for making this meeting work out. Thank you for helping my mother recover. Thank you for So it could all be switched around, and it would be a really different way to think of it, right?
It's glass half empty or half full attitude.
Right.
So
exactly.
It's and also the golden rule of life, what you put out, you get back. And gosh, we've talked about that subject matter till, you know, almost in every time we get together on these calls, what you put out, you get back. So it's really setting out the energy and the vibe, out in the universe. And gosh, have I got so many stories I could tell about this. And I think that's, and I'm sure you do too. So over the next hour, you know, while we're taking calls, let's go into some of that to remind ourselves, you know, to be grateful about certain things in our lives, because, gosh, it could start spiraling down if we start thinking the other side of the coin.
Exactly. We want to stay in gratitude. We always want to stay in gratitude. So important. So we have some callers waiting to talk to you. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. All right. Good morning. Area code 480. What is your name and welcome to the show?
Good morning. My name's Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hello. I'm pretty open to whatever messages come through. I am moving back to California in January. I'm pretty much open to anything.
Michael, it's so funny, and I know, you know, you guys will probably all just say, yeah, you just heard him say it, but I put Michael down, I put California. Well, you know, because I thought for sure you were already in California. So, I mean, do you have a connection to the outer circumference of the Los Angeles area? Like, I don't know, have you been to Ojai?
I used to live in Ojai for my first year in California.
Oh, right. I feel that energy there. I just that's where I zeroed in for you. Oh my God.
And a Michigan friend of mine she got out of a relationship and moved from Denver back to Ojai.
Isn't that too again an old relationship?
A friend of mine. A friend.
A friend of yours. She just
left a relationship, and her and her ex were in California, and I was in Scottsdale, and I kept visiting, and I was like, well, I might as well just move here, and then I just moved to, I was in the fires December 17, and then the mudfly in January 18 kept me from work for 2 weeks, and then there was an earthquake, and I'm from Michigan, and I'm going to storm Kingman, all this in 4 months, I'm out, and then I was like, oh, wait.
God bless, you're still alive. I know. I went through that diatribe out there, too, living out there. But it's so beautiful.
The job is actually in Goleta, just north of Santa Barbara. So,
okay.
And I lived in Ventura as well, so which is easy to commute with the train. But I was thinking of doing the van life this time. The
what? I'm sorry, the what?
The van life.
The
van life.
Yeah, in other words, living in a van and going around to different places.
Oh, the van life. Yes, I knew a lot of those out there. Yes.
Yeah. And I figure what better way to save $25,000 or more a year and then not pay rent.
Oh, wow. You're brave soul. But, you know, Santa Barbara just is putting out a fire right now as we speak.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, and that's an area I used to live in. That's heaven for sure. So,
exactly.
All right. Well, Michael, you know, if you feel called, go there, okay? And, you know, I feel like you have a lot of protection around you anyway, speaking of which, your name being Michael. But I also get that you have a connection to the name Michael to somebody else in the family as well. Does that make sense? Like another go ahead.
I don't know of another Michael in the family.
Their first or middle name?
No.
First or middle name? Because that's what I get with you. There isn't, because that's my sense of it.
No,
go ahead.
Oh no, I don't I'm thinking through. I mean, my mom's side goes all the way back to the Mayflower, so.
Okay. Well, I want you to hold on tight to that, okay?
Yeah.
Just because I get a spirit there that is connected, all right, with a name, first or middle name, not last, okay?
Right.
First or middle name, okay? Maybe it's not the name Michael exactly, but there's also, you know, like first middle name connection to the other side of a male spirit, okay? Who is also adventurous like you, okay? But I think what's going to happen when you go out there this round is you're going to find love, and I think that's what's drawing you back out there. Have you been on the search for somebody and to come into your life?
Yeah, I'm definitely open to it.
Well, I think this is one of the reasons why you're being called out there. Okay, it's not so much, it might be, you know, it might be, what's the word for it? It might be something to do with your occupation as well, and, you know, some of the work that you're going to be doing, but more about finding that twin flame-like energy. That's my sense of it, or soulmate, that's actually going to be working with you. And I don't know if that's something you've desired in the heart of hearts. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because I kind of look at a romantic relationship would be, you know, if there's commonality and like doing a business together, like jumping, like I'm going back into medical sales and, you know, to basically bank as much as I can to buy multifamilies, you know, across the Midwest. And then hopefully be done working in 5 years. And then also with the spiritual connection as well that I have and getting that back up and going, because Vegas has been a little off energetically for me. So to kind of get back near water, things like that. So if she's intuitive and has this as well, that's even better to kind of go that direction. Because with my business background and spiritual stuff, I was almost kind of thinking like a, you know, a spiritual Gary V type of thing, you know, whatever.
Well, I see this. I see a woman that jumps on the, you know, bandwagon with you, you know, and is there for the long haul. So I don't know if it necessarily means marriage, but a long-term partnership for sure.
Yeah.
So
wonderful.
Okay, Michael, thank you so much for
calling
in.
Thank you. Thank you,
absolutely.
Michael.
Thank you both. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving to you, too.
Okay, we have area code 678. Good morning. What is your name? 678.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes, hi. Good morning. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina.
Hey, Regina.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. Did you have a question for Laura?
Yes, I do. I am a contractor. for a health insurance company, and I have three jobs in the fire as far as two of them in hiring manager review. And,
can you speak up a little bit louder?
Regina, speak up a little louder.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
So you're a contractor with three jobs.
No, I'm a contractor for a health insurance company.
Okay.
And I have three jobs that I apply for within the company that I'm in. And two of them are in the hiring manager review, and one is under consideration. So I just want to see what the fields that you have for those jobs coming up, like an interview or offer, or is it something, or is something outside of this company?
Okay. So you're, well, let me make sure I understand, Regina. You're interviewing with these potential opportunities to contract. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And one of them
but
for a manager. Go ahead.
No, I'm a contractor, but they are permanent, you know, permanent jobs in that kind.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you want to know, I want to make sure I understand the question. You want to know whether or not one of these opportunities are going to land for you for a permanent position, or if it's going to be someplace else.
Right.
My first instinct with this is I do see a hospital network, like a hospital group. Are any of them aligned with a hospital group, you know, like a hospital
like
network?
That's so funny because the one that I did apply for is part of the provider network management that closed, and I didn't get that one. However, I applied to another health insurance company that has something similar to that.
Okay. Now, when I say this, there's a group of hospitals that are connected to it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's, you know, like the name encompasses several of them, not just one. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I see it. And they could be vast, like over a territory of the United States. Okay.
Right.
Not just
exactly.
Not just in a state, okay? And that's how I see it. That's where I see where you land, okay? And as I say this, I also get there's something to do with administration work, okay?
Definitely.
And that, so it's not that you are, and you know, had you gone into the field of being a healer originally at one time, thinking you were going in that direction, or did?
As far as a healing thing, dealing with my hands, do makeup on the side. So I do makeup for ladies.
That's
for
not what I was talking about. Did you at one time think about going into as a healing practitioner, or, you know, like a nursing or therapist or anything of that sort at one time?
Mm-mm.
Has that ever crossed your mind? Has that ever crossed your mind?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I want you to put that down because that came up, okay? But at the same time, I just see this hospital network as your direction, okay? And I would put that down, okay? And I see, you know, a plus sign for some reason. So a plus sign. So hold on to those things, okay? And that would be the key, okay?
Okay. And I think I know what you're talking about, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Regina.
Thank you.
Regina.
Take care.
You too. Excuse me. Anyway, we're talking about gratitude.
Yes.
And how to turn things around so we're looking at it in a grateful way and attracting what we want to us rather than detracting it, right?
Right. So I got to share this real quickly because it came to my mind when I was thinking about some of the stories, you know, about gratitude. When we were younger, my parents, my siblings and I, my parents would always tell us we were ungrateful.
Ungrateful little brats, right?
Yes, we were little brats because, like, for instance, the thing that comes to my mind real quickly is my parents, you know, made so many sacrifices for us as kids. And one of the things is my mom would always buy a roast every weekend, and that's what we had every Sunday. And we complained. We would always, you know, do a call to action. My siblings and I would put our forks and knives on the table and say, roast is gross, roast is gross. And my mom would get it. My mom, I was not a big red meat eater, and I still am not. But anyway, my mom would get so upset that she would always go into the diatribe about how there are so many kids around the world who aren't being fed, and, you know, we didn't understand our privileges and how ignorant we were, and that, you know, we should be grateful for having roast on the table. And now, you know, I guess that sunk in because now my mom still gets the roast every Sunday, and she expects all of us to be there. Now my siblings and I, we come with our kids, okay, and the kids do complain, and now, of course, we're saying the same thing to our kids, but we eat my siblings and I, we will eat it in peace, despite all of our differences and everything. We will come together and we'll eat that roast because we're just so grateful my mom's willing to cook it. And we don't have to.
Right, exactly, exactly.
So we are grateful for the peace that's laid on our table. And now we are trying to ingrain the idea into our kids' brains that,
that's amazing.
You know, how to be grateful for the food on the table that you have, no matter what it is, right? Because
right.
The kids around the world are starving, you know. So anyway, so just be grateful even for the food that you have, and you'll have more of it. And I think that's the power of it. I mean, it just continues to come, the power of the energy and the force of those words that come out, and more comes as a result of it. And not that I wanted more roast to come.
Just more cooked meals that you didn't have to make.
Right.
Right.
Isn't that incredible?
That's incredible. That's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, I truly believe in it. And when, you know, when we talk about miracles and things like that, little miracles happen all the time. When you are grateful, when you put things forward like that, amazing things happen that there's absolutely no rhyme or reason to how they happen. So it's important that we do focus that way. Are you ready to take another caller?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Here we go. Good morning. This is area code 519. Good morning. What is your name?
Hi, ladies. My name's Jennifer.
Hi,
hey, Jennifer.
Hi. Sorry, I accidentally hit the button where
I'm
talking on my computer.
yeah, you want to quiet that volume down. Jennifer, where are you calling from?
Canada.
Oh, wow. Okay. What can we do for you?
I married a narcissist, and I am very grateful for the three kids I have. However, I don't feel like I quite understand what the lesson was there. And I know I have the kids and there's a link there, but I also feel like there's something I'm missing.
Oh.
Well, you're right up my alley, Jennifer, because this is my expertise. But I'm going to let Laura take this one. But I also want to say that, you know, I can help you with this very quickly.
Well, do it.
So,
check out
my website, randyfine.com, okay? There's a lot on there for you. All right. Okay, Laura, take it.
Well, you know, gosh, when you guys are separated now, right, Jennifer?
Yeah.
You're going through a divorce. Right. You're going through a divorce. Right?
Divorce is over.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So there's a father figure that's over there with you right now, and he's watches over you, and I feel like this might be a grandfather who acted like a father. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Was this on maternal side, honey?
Yes.
Right. Okay. All right, so I know it's hard to understand, but I think what the bigger picture is here is that you came into your power, and you're coming into your power, and you're realizing, I think this will shed over time, because right now you might be grieving the separation, the divorce, despite, you know, seeing what it was and for what it was, but you have those three children, and those three children are going to help you pull through. But your grandfather is totally protecting over you and protective over you, and you're going to rise to the occasion and realize that, you know, there might have been even some tendencies in your past relationships with family members that, you know, you might learn that you've taken on, and you might have manifested another relationship that was similar to the relationship that you had with your husband. Okay, but now that you're going to come out of this, and you might still be in a dark hole right now, but I think as you start to emerge, you're going to be able to recognize the signs and which Randy can help you with, okay, for future relationships that'll be a little bit more healthy and more loving. And when you see yourself and take the time and love yourself, and as you nurture those children, you're nurturing yourself, you're going to start growing. And to me, this is all about love and loving yourself and realizing what kind of respect and love you deserve, as well as the children. So So it goes deeper than, you know, it's much deeper than I think anything else that you could give value on. You know, it's not so much about the money. It's about your life and what's to come in the future, and about love in your life and the children in your life. And you know what? I feel like he's missing out, because while there might be a dispute about money, I don't think it's so much about the children as it is about the money.
I agree. I totally agree.
Okay, so you're going to be the one who wins in the long run, especially if you have those kids, the mass majority of the time, which I think you'll get. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jennifer, I wanted to tell you.
Wait a minute, one more thing. Jennifer, he move on with another relationship?
He's in one right now.
Okay, so that's my confirmation to the message I just gave you from your father, grandfather figure on the other side, okay?
Perfect.
Mm. Okay, there you go.
So I just wanted to tell you, on the second Friday of every month, so the next one will be December 13th, I do a show, a call-in show about narcissistic abuse, where I will take your call and answer your questions. So it will be the same call-in number, 424-220-1801, and same time. And you can call into the show, and I can answer whatever question you have. What I want to tell you about narcissistic abuse is you can walk out of a relationship, you can go to the other side of the world and get away from the relationship, but it doesn't get out of your head until you get help. Okay? It's very important that you get a little bit of help to help you move out of this, because there is a brainwashing aspect to it that you're not even aware has happened. Okay?
Yeah.
So I just want to say that.
Can I ask
that,
you one question, Randy?
Sure.
Well, at least she's aware she was in one. That's a big step.
It took a while.
Right.
He always needs to play the victim. So I feel in some ways I'm allowing him to be the victim or over the money thing that Laura was talking about. So am I right in playing that role, like villain? I seem to have been the villain ever since it ended. So am I playing into his narcissism by being the villain, or is that something I need to...
No, I think you need to take care of yourself and your children and get what's deservingly yours. That's my call.
Mm-hmm.
That's up to you,
Randy. This is about healing. Is about, right, healing is about loving yourself and focusing on yourself. But there is an element of revenge that we all feel, because I'm a narcissistic abuse survivor as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's an element of revenge that we all feel, and it at some point it's very empowering. But the main thing to do is to really take everything back to you, focus back on you, and this is very rudimentary what I'm telling you, because there's a lot more to this. And I would love to be able to help you through this. So yeah, check
out
my website.
Can I wait a minute? I want to add one more thing too.
Sure.
My concern though is I've heard so many women or men in this position, and they hand over everything and walk away. So and I've seen that happen with women with children, and so I don't want you to walk away with nothing and give in to his pleas in that regard, but take what's owed of your part of the relationship. That's going to take care of you and your children. So,
well, I think in my mind, I'm like, even if I did, he'd always want more. So it doesn't matter if I stop back or I do, give in.
Yeah.
It would always be not enough, not enough, not enough. So.
Right. I really want to talk to you. Because I want to straighten some things out. So you can email me at loveyourlife@randyfine.com, or you can call in. Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
And
thank
we'll talk. Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Let's take another call. Area code. Wait a minute.
Hey.
Hold on.
Hello.
Oh.
Hi.
Okay.
What
good
we
morning.
Have?
Hi.
I heard a hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I love your last call. That lady really needs it. We all, a lot of people that are survivors need that. So really appreciate that you're talking to her. We all need it. I'm just wondering about if we're going to be moving or not.
Mhm. Who am I talking to?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Lola.
Lola?
Yep.
Oh, I love that name, Lola.
Yep.
Lola, making a move. Is this about work? About somebody getting a job, and whether or not that job's going to come through, right?
Yes.
And we're praying for this job. Is that correct?
Well, my husband is, but not so much my teenager. So I'm
wondering
if we're going to be waiting to move or if we're going to be, if that makes sense.
Right. No, I know. Well, I get the energy of praying for the job. I get all around it because it could mean great things financially for you all.
Yeah.
You know, and the opportunity is bigger and grander than he has currently. And has he done several interviews, more than one, I should say, Lola?
Well, actually, he had for a similar job, but two of them didn't come through. They were going to go to Colorado. But this one is more to the East Coast, which my daughter is really upset about. But if we don't get out of California now, I'm a little worried about later, if that makes sense.
Wow. We had somebody who's moving at the top of the hour into California, and now you're talking about getting out. Well, was this job?
Nobody can
I'm
sleep.
Curious. Okay. All right, so I've got to ask, was this a job that he's had more than one interview?
He has not had an interview for this particular job that's coming up. He did for a different region, for the Western region, but he hasn't for the Eastern region, if that makes sense.
Okay, I get there's three interviews, okay? There's got to be three interviews before the job is landed. Okay, and whether it's this one or another one, I just feel like he goes under a scope before he is relocated to anywhere. Okay, let me ask this: is your teenager in high school?
Yes.
Okay, that's my confirmation.
Okay.
Okay. So, my teenager's in junior high still. But anyway, I know how they can be. So, but I'm just saying that, you know, I understand why your child, it's your daughter, did you say?
Yes.
That daughter?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that why she's resistant, but I think it's going to take a while. I think there's three interviews before there's a relocation for a job, okay?
Do you have a timing at all? Like, if it's going to be...
I don't. I just get the process.
Okay.
I just get the process.
Okay.
But thank you for calling, and I wish you guys well.
Thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right,
happy
you too. Bye-bye. All right, bye.
Bye. Put you back on hold. Okay. All right. Anything else that pops into your head about this topic of gratitude? Okay, let's do it.
Yeah. I just received an email from a client. And there are these, you know, angel messages that I shoot out once a week for people. It's kind of like an astrology reading for the week, but it's called angel messages. And I send those out and I post them every week for my, you know, clients. So anyway, she just wrote me back recently after one of my most recent messages about being open and receptive to somebody coming into your life who wants to, you know, make amends from a past grievance, okay? Anyway, she writes to me, I'm following up with you regarding a message that I sent a few weeks ago to thank you for your angel message for open. I felt like it spoke directly to me, and she says, I met with my brother after 10 years on Friday. He reached out to me to mend broken ties and called to say our youngest sister had passed. They had all been estranged.
Wow.
Okay. So during our visit, he told me about his bankruptcy and attempted suicides, and none of this was easy for him to tell me, she says. And so I was quiet and listened carefully with respect, and he apologized for causing me distress years ago and regrets for his arrogant behavior. And she says, he and I were very close in our childhood, and I think our two-hour visit provided him an opportunity for redemption. And now that all is well, now that we have reconnected after my sister's passing. So I'm grateful to have my only brother back in my life.
Mm, wow.
And she says, I know, thank you.
Wonderful.
I know. Right. Thank you for again for posting the angel message. So my point with this one is, gosh, you know, your family that's alive, just be grateful that your family's in your life right now. You know, because this family had been split up for, 10 years or so, being estranged for whatever reason. But, you know, just to have a blessing to have people in your life that do love you is really important to make mention and acknowledge, especially this time this year. You know, even if your family consists of friends, around you, whatever that family looks like for you right now, you know, whether they're a surrogate family, to really appreciate those people who are there who give you loving support.
Yes.
I think that's important to mention.
Yes, I think so too.
You know, and, you know, there's always grievances that are between my siblings and I mean, constant, you know, and my mom's family said that they always got together for family gatherings, but there was always scrimmages among the adults, but they never let on that any of that was happening, and they didn't know that until they were older, that her aunts and uncles were always fighting. But, you know, but they still came together out of love and respect for the whole, you know, and that the kids could connect so that everybody knew each other and kept the family together. So I just think it's important to note, to, you know, be grateful for those families, especially as I deal with people who are always grieving their loved ones who passed over. It's
right.
Important to note that, you know, once they go, that's it. That's it. So make it count while they're here.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Are you monitoring the time? Did you want to take another caller, or do you need to finish?
Oh, right. How much more time have we got?
Well, it's 11:41 on my time.
Mm-hmm.
I have more time. I have till the top of the hour. It's completely up to you.
Okay.
Would you like
to
take another caller?
Yeah, let's take one more caller, and then we'll
okay.
close out the show.
Okay, because I don't want to wear you out.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. This is area code 86. Oops, come on. Let's connect. Come on. There we go. Okay, area code 863. Good morning. What is your name?
Good morning. This is Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yay, I made it.
You are you, by the skin of your teeth.
Yes.
Okay.
We felt you sitting there pining, Julia, to get on the call.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm similar call to the last one. I'm looking to move. I live in Florida, like in the center of the state, and I'm considering like moving over to the western side of the state, over Clearwater, St. Pete, the Gulf of Mexico side. So, I just have a little concern around like finding affordable housing because big change midlife. So.
Right. Julia, I sense a female spirit near you on your left side. Are you right-handed?
I'm left-handed.
You're left-handed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I get a maternal figure on your left side. If you're left-handed, it might be a grandmother figure on your paternal side. Does that make sense?
Well, I didn't know any of my father's side, but my grandmother is in spirit, my mother's mother, and she was like a mother to me, so, yeah.
Okay. And is your father's grandmother or mother on the other side as well?
I don't know. I don't know any of my father's side, him or his family. I have zero.
Okay. Was there a relocation with their family? Do you know that much as far as their relocation from one, location to another, a great big change that happened for them?
For my grandmother, she lived in Ohio and moved to Florida, but that was like decades ago.
Okay, so that's my point of it.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's the point of it. That's why she's there. Okay. So because I feel like she is inspiring this move. Okay. And they landed safely and they found affordable housing and they stayed put. And I feel like this is going to be part of your transition. You're going to make it and you will find you know, the right location that is accommodating. It might not be exactly in the two towns that you mentioned, like the Clearwater or St. Pete, but somewhere near those areas that is going to provide you the retreat that you're seeking, okay? Is part of this move also because of taking moving away from the Atlantic a little bit? Or somebody concerned about being too close to the Atlantic, you know, on that side? Does that make sense?
Not that comes to mind.
Okay. Well, I just feel like, you know, you're going more towards the west, away from the Atlantic, so that's why I asked it.
Okay.
Okay, so
okay.
But I want you to hold on to that, okay? Has anybody been associated to a mobile home, honey, in the family?
Oh, yeah, as a matter of fact, my grandmother, they did
all
live
right.
in a mobile
so
home,
my,
yeah.
Okay, there's her confirmation, okay? So the move is going to happen. I don't know if it's necessarily in Clearwater or St. Pete, but it will happen over on that side, and you will find the place that you want. Okay, that's going to be accommodating financially. So thank you for your time.
Well, thank you.
Did
you get a timing of that at all? Best time?
No, I didn't. But it's going to happen.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Julia, for calling and being patient.
thank you. Okay. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to you.
Yeah.
Laura, are we going to have you back in 2 months, or how?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do January.
I'm looking at the calendar. The last Wednesday would be January 29th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. And,
so
you know, can I mention real quickly before we go off and that anybody who is waiting or had tuned into this show, if you're still seeking answers, you know, you're more than welcome to sign up over at my show at radiomediumlauralee.com and come on as my guest. And I'd be happy
That's
to
awesome.
Answer your calls over there as well.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can call there. You can visit Laura. You can come back when she's here on January 29th. Same time, same place, same number. So either way, you can get you can connect with Laura. That's very sweet, Laura. Anyway, great show, great call,
yes.
Great topic, and
yes.
Let's just all focus on gratitude from here on out.
Wishing you all a happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely, you too, Laura. Everybody have a very happy Thanksgiving. And I guess that's it. Okay, Laura, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Randy.
You're welcome. Bye. So if you have any questions for me, you can email me at loveyourlife@randyfine.com. And my website is randyfine.com. I have over 300 articles there. I focus on spirituality, narcissistic abuse, wellness. There's a lot of really great things there. So, and you will have access to every show that I have ever done, and there are over 500 of them. So anyway, thank you for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. May joy and serenity always be yours. Happy Thanksgiving.